Thank you, Mr. Brooks.
Black. That's the package that you came in. African, Ethiopian, Nubian, melanin. Baby, that's your brown skin. You should let me drown in. Let me hold you down in. Hey, melanin is how you made. Bright skin, light skin, you come in every shade. Girl, everybody knows from your head to your toes. Even how you wear your clothes, how you looking, how you pose. You divine, girl, elegant. Oh, you must be heaven sent. You should run for president. Girl, you know it's evident. Let's look at the evidence. Girl, you are a queen. It's all in your bloodstream, so you know your royalty. Yeah, you got a hold of me. Won't you take control of me? I'll do anything for a black queen to notice me. Sing like I'm Jodeci. Even write you poetry. You are living poetry. Baby, won't you roll with me? So you can be my black African queen. Baby, you the standard. Baby, you the answer. Won't you be my black African queen? Baby, you the standard. Baby, you the answer. You should be my black African queen. Baby, you the standard. Baby, you the answer. Won't you be my black African queen? Baby, you the answer. Black. That's the package that you came in. African, Ethiopian, Nubian, melanin. Baby, that's your brown skin. You should let me drown in. Let me hold you down in. Hey, let's talk about your crown. It's pointing at the sun. Why you wanna lay it down? Oh, you turn heads every time you walk around. Bind two knots of love when you take them down. You spend about an hour just so you can detangle. Girl, I see the struggle. Got your head at every angle. Baby, you my alabaster. Smelling like palm trees, using a relaxer. Even to my lock queens, oh, you give me lock dreams. Wrapped up wild, oh, even when you braid it. When I hold your hand, girl, I feel like we made it. When I hold your hand, girl, Black African queen, baby, you the standard. Baby, you the answer. Won't you be my black African queen? Baby, you the standard. Baby, you the answer. You should be my black African queen. Baby, you the standard. Baby, you the answer. Won't you be my black African queen? Baby, you the answer. Yo, shout out to my slim girls. Shout out to my slim girls. Slim girls with them thick curls. Shout out to my thick girls. Shout out to my thick girls. Shout out to my big girls. Shout out to my big girls. Shout out to your lips, girl. Shout out to your lips, girl. Shout out to them hips, girl. Shout out to them hips, girl. Hey, shout out to your mind, girl. Shout out to your mind, girl. You know you fine, girl. Shout out to your mind, girl. Shout out to your mind, girl. You could drop the hook again after that. But only drop it without the dub. Black African queen, baby, you the standard. Baby, you the answer. Won't you be my black African queen? Baby, you the standard. Baby, you the answer. You should be my black African queen. Baby, you the standard. Baby, you the answer. Won't you be my black African queen? Baby, you the answer. Baby, you the answer. Baby, you the answer. Baby, you the answer.
Welcome to the Hoodoo Mama Apothecary Conjure Casting. Quetzalcoatl ritual, and tonight's rumination is on the magic of milk, mother's milk specifically. But what other kind of milk is there? When you generate milk, the psychological and physical and spiritual and emotional pathways that are opened through your ability to generate milk, you cross a threshold that can only be experienced by those whose mitochondria programs it. Mitochondria is a very beautiful manifestation of the Divine Mother. Milk is medicine. Milk is magical. What you transfer through your milk beyond the nutrients or information cataloged through what you are feeding yourself with, you're also transferring wisdom. Culture, power. These experiences that we have as Hoodoo Mamas are so innately divine. Yes, magical. Powerful rites of passage and initiation as the power-filled sustainer of life. Transformations are continuous. You can talk to your children through your milk. You can encode strength through your milk. Abundance, consciousness. Power. Magical as fuck. And that's exactly how they just told me to say it to y'all. When we think of Osset, when we think of Moot, when we think of Nephet, when we think of Nana Afi, Heteru, Divine Cow, the Divine Calf. Milk does the body good, right? And the way that each of these manifestations of goddess energy, of goddesses, the energy manifests through the particular shrine house, or part of your body, even deeper, a gland, organ, everything is codified. It is definitely a matrix. We just reclaim that we are the matriarch of it. You know, I was ruminating earlier thinking about life experience and relationships. You know, in that moment where you feel like you kind of, it got away from you, so to speak, or when you have a relationship that has a lot of potential, quote unquote, whether that be with yourself, you know, friend, lover, but when the way you're relating to energy, when you stop or become distracted from acting, actualizing, living your power as architect, that's when the ruffles can start to occur. Because we are casters. We cast. Buddha mamas are casters. When you cast something, it is forged by fire. To cast, that fire can be through literal fire and iron or metal. It could be through the energy of throwing something forth, projecting, such as shells or gems, stones. But we're casters. We must always be casting, functioning. We are meant to create, co-create, but beyond that, to architect our experience. So I was ruminating on that, and that's kind of some of what they shared with me in terms of why. You know, I always ask the why, the root question. Sometimes, you know, I'll say to a fault, when, and I know many of you understand, when you overanalyze the experience that you're currently in, as you're working to navigate your experience, you can, sometimes if you're good at looking at detail, you can also get, one of your triggers and trappings can be the ego of analyzation and like continuing to analyze with, when there isn't solution, which creates, you know, that feeling of like you don't know what to do. But you do. You just must architect. We architect. Guru mamas. We create the structure of our lives. It's like, yes, this is a very literal thing. And I'm being and operating in a space of reverence and reminiscence of that. So I'm sharing. I'm architecting through this sonic frequency wave that is escalating through a digital mycelium. And I'm casting, because that's what we want to do. I realize it. Yo, if I had like all my technical shit together right now, it would be like the reggae beat. I realize it, but we're getting there. So yeah, that is tonight's conjure casting that came through on the rumination. After the meditation. So what are you architecting? You know, grandmamas use cast iron for a reason. You know? things that are transferred into food through cast iron. Okay. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Casting. Architecting. Projects, what projects you're working on. It's a whole nother thing. I'm gonna just spit real quick. The projects, a project, you know, half of the fucking population, parts of myself included, like, because of the experience of an intergenerational transference of consciousness on certain levels, you know, on a lower vibratory rate other than what I just spoke about, because that's also a transgenerational, intergenerational transference of nourishing with milk. But the word project, you know, the connotation based upon your vantage point up to this particular point and your mental construct in society can mean many things. But at the same time, the root is true, because it, on a project is where things are being worked out. Are you working things out with your own power? Or are you adding on to somebody else's casting? So yeah, architect. Project. Emit. The matriarch of mother's milk. It's a frequency.